Hello, it's the 28th of August, 2019. We have the Emperor and the King of Coins reversed and the Star reversed. Wasted talent. If what's left of my memory serves me correctly, I think there was a booking agency back in the day called Wasted Talent. English bands, I think. Before I even begin, I digress. Some readers don't read reverse cards, as I may have mentioned before. The way I see it is that the energy of the card wants to manifest itself, but for some reason cannot. And it is usually due to our own blockage, consciously or unsubconsciously. What's wrong with this picture? The King of Pentacles, Earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, should be rolling in cash because that's his element. He should also be king, yet he is, at least today, deposed. In the past is the mighty Emperor, boss of all kings, and number four of the major arcana. This is the archetypical father figure or mentor or whoever you wanted to grow up to be just like. This is very much a card of the establishment, the way things are done, the rules to be followed, structure and organization, Aries, Scorpio, Jupiter. The King of Coins should be expert at all of those things, he of the practical, grounded suit of Earth. He should be successful, but he isn't, at least in his own mind. This spread feels physically heavy to me. I feel like my body just turned to lead, and I literally feel heavier in my chair. The color red is missing from the reversed king in the center, yet the emperor in the past is dressed in red and even his throne is upholstered in red, Morgan Greer. In the upcoming position, we have another of the major arcana, the star, number 17. In the upright, we would see a little red bird fly down to whisper in the ear of the quiet, tranquil lady listening and kneeling on the grass, bathing under the stars. From a red pitcher, she scoops and pours, and a little red flower has popped up beside her. The star is divine inspiration, but in the reverse, we're not looking up, but looking down. Love, passion, energy. The reverse king is not motivated by any of these things, but is rather after money and things for their own sake, whether they make him or her happy or not. This would be a good spread from Dali's deck, who knew that passion plus art is money. But passion for money is not an art form. I don't care what the current spiritually bankrupt climate is. This is a spiritually bankrupt picture and a bitter human. So the king seems to be at a low ebb when we lose jobs or aren't working. And this is a particularly male spread, our self-esteem suffers. I'd not put my faith in this king because this king needs to have more faith in himself. These cards need to be put right. Money is not the end game. It's not the emperor's throne and position you should be admiring, but his drive and passion. The same source that inspired him or her is there to inspire you, but you gotta look up. Ugh.